Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. I would like to begin today's podcast by just reading just an incredible note I received from a listener. If you listen to the podcast, you know at the end of each show, I give you a way to reach out if you want to, questions, comments, and I love to hear from you. And this just made my day. This is why I do what I do. Obviously, keep everything anonymous when I read your notes and do the questions on the listener mailbag show. But here you go. Just real quickly, I've been listening to your podcast for a couple of years. I want to say thank you for all you teach. I have changed the way I think of exercise since I have been listening to you. My main goal now is to be strong and healthy and not to worry as much about the scale. With your tips, I am much more well-balanced and can run again slowly but without back pain. So many things make my day in this. My passion is backpacking and mountain climbing. With your help, I am stronger than ever and look forward to each new adventure. Thank you for all you do. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for reaching out. And this goes to everyone, this person specifically, for taking the time to let me know. Because when I say at the end of each show that, you know, my goal is to help us all live our best lives, that's it. That's it. And, you know, there's so many great concepts in that message, including changing the way this person thinks of exercise, taking the focus off the scale, being strong and healthy, back to running, amazing, and this person is able to do what they enjoy, backpacking and mountain climbing. There's no one way, and that is why we strength train and eat healthy so that we can live as long as possible, so that we can have as high a quality of life as possible during those years, add, you know, years to your life and life to your years, and to be able to do what we want to do. That's it. So thank you. Thank you for that note. And thank you for, I just have the greatest listeners out there. I know from hearing from you. So today I'm in a good mood because there were great studies. There were four that jumped right out at me when I was doing some research. And I said, you know, this is perfect for today, and I'm going to bring you maybe a new term, exercise priming. And these are two small studies, and they are focused more on depression, but it doesn't matter. And actually, we can extrapolate that out in a positive and more broad way as well. But it goes to what this show's about in that, yes, as this person said, it's not just about the scale. You know, after being in this industry for 30 years and talking about weight loss and weight loss and weight loss and weight loss, yes, that's important. We need to be a healthy weight, but the cognitive side, the mental side is so powerful. And one of the lines I'm going to read to you from one of the researchers in these two studies, they're done by the same people, is a little depressing, but, you know,
not surprising, and we need to reframe it and just accentuate it. All right. But yes, this is another podcast on the incredible benefits of exercise and the brain and cognitive function and stress and all of that stuff. And just another way to utilize it. You know, when I did the first show and was writing the 30-second spot and 60-second spot for Fitness Disrupted, you know, years ago, I said that I wanted you to have actionable information, stuff you can use right away. And this is yet another one based on science. And so I'm really excited to bring it to you. Let's do that quick break. And when I come back, two studies on the potential power of exercise priming. What the heck is that? You'll find out right after this break. We'll be right back.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Okay, so talking about studies on depression and the effects that exercise has on that. And again, this show is not, it's not focused on depression, actually, just the cognitive benefit. Again, I'm going to extrapolate it out more broadly. And if you have depression, listen, it's a spectrum. So many people at different, you know, points in their lives experience that, but it's going to be a broad application based on this more specific finding. Okay. What if we could use exercise as a tool, right? What do I mean by that? Well, when we talk about the studies into the benefits of exercise and, you know, cognitive function or depression or mood states, it's more broad in that, you know, decreases anxiety, all of those things. We're thinking more broadly over time, right? But this is more specific, and that's what these studies looked at, like very short-term benefit, okay? And let me give you an example from my life that I just started doing naturally. I've talked about that I come from a lunatic, crazy Irish Catholic family. I have 5 brothers, 6 boys, no sisters. Whenever I say that, the first thing that comes out of most people's mouths is your poor mother. No, no, no. She chose that. She made the choice. I was the one who grew up in this insanity. Let me put it this way now. Just, I'm pausing. I'm editing myself. Fast forward to today. Now there's like, you know, 16, 17 grandkids. I don't know. Family functions are nuts. And any of you who have a big family or families in general, or it's all crazy, right? And family get-togethers are what? They're stressful, right? Holidays, things like that. Brings back, all of a sudden, you may be 50 years old, but all of a sudden, you're 15 again, and you're having those same fights. So, what does this have to do with anything that we're talking about here today? What I started doing years ago was before a large family function, I would get a workout in. Right before. Could be a run, oftentimes it was. Could be a bike ride, indoor, outdoor. I did something right before. Just naturally. And I felt better at those functions as a result. And that's pretty much exactly what these two studies are showing. Why you should and can use exercise in a priming fashion for stressful situations to come. And not just stressful situations. To handle tough situations, things like tests. We'll get into it. All right. So it's about the benefit and benefits of exercise before an event. And there's going to be 2 main takeaways, right? That improved mood state with depression and things like that. And jumping ahead, but cutting to the chase, the better ability to tackle tough tasks immediately following exercise. All right, so here we go. First study, magnitude, timing, and duration of mood state and cognitive effects of acute moderate exercise in major depressive disorder. Okay, big word salad there, if you want to call it that. And these are recent studies, by the way, Psychology of Sport and Exercise, Volume 61, July 2022. All right, I'll read you the title one more time. I just enjoy it. Magnitude, timing, and duration of mood state and cognitive effects of acute moderate exercise in major depressive disorder. Again, sounds super complicated. We'll distill it down. This was Iowa State University. Researchers there were studying how acute exercise, which is one exercise bout a day, one exercise session, influenced primary depressive symptoms. All right. I'll read you right from it here. Acute exercise generally improves mood state and cognitive functioning in healthy adults. However, the impact of acute exercise on primary symptoms in adults with major depressive disorder is poorly understood. The present randomized crossover study evaluated the magnitude, timing, and duration of the psychological effects of 30 minutes of moderate intensity cycling exercise compared to quiet rest in 30 adults. That was 21 female, which would make 9 male, with a major depressive disorder. All right. And I'm going to read you one quote to clarify a little further from one of the researchers. A lot of previous research on the effects of exercise on mental health in general have used very broad measures of well-being. That's what I said in the intro, right? What we were interested in specifically is how does acute exercise, that is one session of exercise a day, influence the primary symptoms of depression. All right, so this one is looking at that mood state, right? And then we're going to connect it to the tough task. And that's what they do in the study that's to follow, right? And so again, we know, well, know is a strong word, that exercise benefits all of these things we're talking about, mood states, cognitive function, things like that. Although the quote at the end that I alluded to at the beginning, he says, well, maybe, I'm confusing you. I'm trying to be somewhat scientific, right? But how many studies do we need to read? How many workouts do you have to do that make you feel better till we believe this is true? That's why I'm trying to choose my words carefully. All right, so 30 adults, as I said, experiencing major depressive episodes were brought in for testing. They sat in for two 30-minute lab visits in which they either exercised, again, moderate intensity cycling, or they sat. Then 1 week later, they came back and they switched the task. They either sat or cycled, did what they didn't do in the first visit. Okay, during the visit, both groups were asked to fill out electronic surveys immediately before, halfway through, and directly after a session. Okay, so they're checking their depressive symptoms. They're asking them questions, right? Right before they exercised, halfway through, and right after. And then they also tested them 25, 50, and 75 minutes post-workout. Okay, so six different times before, during, and right after the workout, and then three more times after to see how the effects lasted. Okay, the questionnaires again measured depressive symptoms and cognitive abilities. I'm not going to really go into that too deep, but again, it alludes to what I was talking about at the start when we talk about those tough tasks. Okay, during the cycling experiment, participants' depressed mood state, what do you think? It improved over the 30 minutes of exercise, and they found consistently up to 75 minutes after. And you go, why not 75 minutes or past 75? That's when they stopped testing. So one of the follow-up, they said for future research, they should look past that as well. But shockingly, they improved their mood state during the exercise and up to 75 minutes after. So it didn't end when the exercise ended. That's why I exercise as frequently as I do. That's why I talk about micro workouts. You don't have to do those. You don't have to do multi workouts a day. And when I say workouts, it could be a walk in the morning, could be a 30-minute, you know, bike ride, indoor, outdoor. But my point is, I want that hit of serotonin as much as I can get it, right? Yeah, you can go to the gym, do one workout a day, and that's great. Like, of course, but we need to move. And if we can get in shorter workouts and get that hit, and if you have a couple events throughout the day where maybe you need a little bit more, this is controlling your quote-unquote medication, people. Administering it yourself. It's the beauty of exercise. You can have as much or as little anytime you want, unlike the pharmaceutical option. Okay? So what's their conclusion? We already said it, but specifically, performing short bouts of moderate intensity exercise appears to be effective for management of key symptoms. And the term they use in the study, anhedonia, which is an inability to experience pleasure from activities usually found enjoyable, a depressed mood state in adults with major depressive disorder. Okay. Two big takeaways, though. The time immediately post-exercise may be ideal for performing emotionally challenging tasks and or tasks where a low symptom severity would be helpful. And they use the example of psychotherapy. So here's where we're extrapolating it out. Here's where the term exercise priming is coming in. Here's why I get in sometimes a really long workout before visiting family. Because the time immediately post-exercise may be ideal for performing emotionally challenging tasks and or tasks where a low symptom severity would be helpful. Final quote from one of the researchers. The cool thing is, I love that he started that way. The cool thing is, these benefits to depressed mood state and anhedonia could last beyond 75 minutes. As I said, that's as far as they tested, though. We would need to do a longer study to determine when they start to wane, But the results, here we go, second real important takeaway, suggest a window of time post-exercise when it may be easier or more effective for someone with depression to do something psychologically or cognitively demanding. Now, I'm extrapolating this out myself. I'm going to take the word, the term, and the concept depression out. Yes, that's what they studied for. Or that's what they were looking at. But let's say all people. Let's just go broad. Let's go big. Okay? So, that could be so many things. If you're giving a speech, you know, public speaking, I love it because I'm nuts. But most people fear public speaking more than death. So if you have to give a presentation, getting in exercise right before can be a powerful performance-enhancing tool. Taking a test, going to end with that, book Spark. Taking a test, anything challenging cognitively, emotionally, and they use going to therapy as their, what they were looking at specifically, all right? So, study two coming up, smaller study. They're both small studies. This one's smaller than the first, though. Same research group, similar findings, but it's going to bring it all together. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. Study number two, feasibility of an exercise and CBT intervention for treatment of depression, a pilot randomized controlled trial. Awesome findings, though. We'll be right back.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
And we are back talking about exercise priming. Love these terms. Love these terms and the ability that we all have to control this. How how much we move when we move now. You know, I say how much we move, what we put into our mouths and our attitudes. We control those things. I say at the end of every podcast. But now you can see on the when we move and how much we move or how much we move, when we move makes a difference, potentially. You know, I used to go running after a stressful event, right? I talk about like one of the most stressful times in my life was owning a gym. Always said I didn't want to do it. I had a crazy opportunity. I did it. Holy stress. And yes, stress is a choice. And I knew that. I'm really glad I did it looking back. I learned so much, confirmed so much. Pretty sure, even though I never say never, pretty sure I'll never do it again for many reasons. Anyway, but in the new book, there's a lot of stories. So second study, what they're looking at here, same group, same researchers conducted a separate study to learn whether they could synergize the short-term benefits from exercise and the long-term benefits from therapy to deliver the most effective intervention for depression. So now they're saying, okay, you got cognitive behavioral therapy or therapy in general, and you've got exercise, will that help? And yes, they were doing CBT, of course, I just read that. So again, the title of this study, Feasibility of an Exercise and CBT Intervention for Treatment of Depression, a Pilot Randomized Controlled Trial. This is Frontiers Psychiatry, May 2022. Again, super recent. Small study, 10 adults with DSM-5 diagnosed depression were randomized to groups and completed. They did an intake. Then they did 8 weekly cognitive behavioral therapy sessions, a final assessment, and a 3-month follow-up. So 8 weeks. 8-week intervention, and what they did, 30 minutes of exercise prior or no exercise, just their usual activities. And for this one, they didn't make them cycle or do anything like that. They just said, you have to do something. And this is really cool. They looked at their Fitbits and made sure that they did not only exercise, but moderate intensity. I love that. Like, there's where fitness trackers are really starting to benefit people and research and everything else. Okay. So 8 weeks, cognitive behavioral therapy, you either exercise for 30 minutes right before or you didn't. Okay. Immediately prior. What did they find? Well, exercise amplified the benefits of cognitive behavioral therapy for people with depression. It was a good thing. Now, not going into all the reasons, I think personally, one of the possible reasons they give in the study was that participants who exercised before their session reported a quicker and stronger connection with their therapist, not something I would have thought of. So that's interesting, a quicker and stronger connection with their therapist. But real quickly, I think it goes to all the benefits we have talked about before and read. Improved mood state, decreased anxiety, all of those things that are going to prevent you from probably having a good therapy session. And specific takeaway again or finding was a larger and potentially quicker symptom improvement was found following the active condition, following those people that exercised before. Okay. Exercise priming appears acceptable and plausibly efficacious for enhancing mechanisms of CBT and overall outcomes, though the present small sample precludes efficacy determination. Small study. So let's wrap it up. Yeah. Causality, association, what are the downsides, people? We're not even talking about the physical benefits of exercise. So let's assume for argument's sake that none of this holds true, which, you know, crazy, but let's just, for argument's sake, you get the myriad other benefits of exercise. But this is research that is piling up, okay? I've used it personally, as I said. Did it naturally, started to read the studies on it, and go, oh my gosh, it's common sense with the science, with the what is the downside as well, all right? Yeah, they're small studies, but what are the negative side effects? You got to work out it. I'm pretty sure if you exercise before going to see your family like I do, you're not going to be crazier. you're not going to be less able to deal psychologically and all that kind of stuff. So super exciting, 2 studies. Now let me just finish with what I alluded to, talked about earlier, this book Spark. I have to get the author on. I read this book a long time ago. It is so good. Spark, the Revolutionary New Science of Exercise and the Brain. And I bring this up because he starts the whole book, John, I'm not sure how he pronounces it, Rady Ratty, R-A-T-E-Y. He begins the book, starts the whole thing by talking about Naperville, Illinois, and a school district there that tried to raise students' test scores by making them do exercise right before school. Okay, they called it 0 hour because they scheduled the fitness class right before the first period. What did they find? Increased fitness, improved academics, increased executive functioning for these kids, and improved planning, greater capacity to reflect, evaluate, complete work on time, incredible results. And what they found is the day progressed, wore off a little bit. So where they talk about seeing the effects post 75 minutes, well, at least as far as certain cognitive functions, yeah, he found it diminishes over time, which makes sense. I mean, if you did one workout and you're like, oh, I'm good for a year. No, that's why we should be moving all day long. And that's why you should do, if you can, maybe more than one shorter bout of exercise. And that's why we can stop using the term just and only people. See, I brought that all together from prior shows. Stop saying I only did 20 minutes of, you know, walking. Stop saying I just walked a mile, but that's it. In this book, and I quote, they turned the 19,000 students in Naperville District 203 into the fittest in the nation and also some of the smartest. So there you go. Exercise priming, cognitive benefits, stress reducing benefits of exercising before it happens. Or if you want to perform better on something, if for no other reason you go in more relaxed after exercise, feeling better with those great feel-good hormones flowing, people. All right, two studies on the potential power of exercise priming. What do we learn here? Micro workouts again, maybe doing a couple shorter workouts throughout the day, timing your workouts, timing your exercise. After a stressful event, absolutely. If you know the event's going to be stressful prior or challenging, get in 15, 20, 30 minutes of activity to prepare yourself for it. There you go. I love these positive shows. I mean, I'm going to do the other ones, the ones that get me angry-er, raise the heart rate. But let's focus on the positive because we're in control of that. All right. Again, thank you for listening. If you want to reach out, as I said at the start, I love to hear from you. Comments, questions, Tom H. Fit, Instagram, Tom H. Fit, Twitter. Follow me, greatly appreciated, as well as rating the show if you can, depending on how you listen, subscribing. All of that's greatly appreciated. Micro Workout Plan is the most recent book. So if you're looking for workouts to do that I just described and how to work it into your day and more of the benefits, that's the Micro Workout Plan book. Thank you for that. So excited for the new book. It's my first non-prescriptive book, Tell All on the Industry. Oh my gosh. So excited for that. Anyway, thank you for listening. I'm going to bring you the best information. We're going to break it down for you so you can live your best life. I'm biased in that regard because everything I tell you to do, I do myself. All right? We control three things: how much we move, what we put into our mouths, and our state of mind, our attitudes. That's awesome. I'm Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce.
Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.